We are here today joined by head coach of the cross-country team for the Audubon Wheelers. It is Mr. Pete Dammel. Talk to us about just recapping the season, as amazing it's been having cross-country here this season. We get to recap a whole full season. So, Coach Dammel, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome. It's just, I think for everyone involved, you know, regardless of sport that you're coaching, it's just been, there have been some challenges for sure, as there always are, but just to have a kids competing and, not necessarily having to mask up all the time and being able to see each other's faces and having the fans out there once again and minimal restrictions in terms of capacity. And it's just been a wonderful season. You know, we're just out running, you know, we're outside and we're running and competing and that's enough right there, I think.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. And the one thing I kind of want to start with today is just kind of the beginning of a season where fans were here and again, kids were out running once again. So talk to me about some of those returning runners you had coming back here this season and some of those freshmen you had coming in.
Yeah, sure. So Steffi Beiswinger, of course, is a ninth grader and a freshman, and she came in and really benefited from having Hannah Tigason and Grace Slater there, a couple of veterans who have been to state before, and really just excellent runners, and just able to run with them, and not even so much in practice as I think the big value there is in meets and just how to kind of calmly approach that meet and how to set your pace and your tempo and so that was a real big deal. And then Grace and Hannah coming in and having a senior year and being able to run in a kind of a normal year is a big deal. I was really happy for them to be able to experience that. Autum Zeiger had a really good year this year. She's a sophomore, and she would, in the past, had had some injuries, and this year she ran injury-free, and that was really fun to see. Looking forward to seeing her continue to progress. So on the girls' side, that was just fun to be able to get out and just stretch our legs and run. For the boys, Jackson Dice and Derek Ball. Jackson Dice has been a real competitive kid for us here for a number of years, playing football and running cross country at the same time. Eli Dice is his younger brother, everybody just going out there and competing coming into the shoot exhausted is just fun to experience.
Absolutely right. And with kind of the group you guys have, it seems like they've kind of come into their own, been a group, kind of been that together, close knit family in kind of a way as they kind of progress through the season. So talk to me about some of the aspects you felt your runners improved upon the most by the end of the season.
Yeah, I think what we saw was just a calmness by the end of the season. We saw a kind of just a calmness. I think there was still some apprehension at the beginning of the season. I think everyone, I don't want to over dramatize this, but I think, all of us adults and kids in general, like just kind of globally speaking, all over the country are just kind of struggling with something not unlike PTSD, with the lockdown and the pandemic. And so, we started out this season, we're like, it's going to be a normal season, so there's just a lot of, kind of emotional, psychological things that everyone was sort of either consciously or unconsciously contending with. And by the end of the season, we worked through some challenges for sure. But by the end of the season, I just felt like everybody was very, just getting to more of a calm place.
Right. And talk to me just about getting into the season. Like you said, going into a season last year where, some crowds were there, some weren't. It was still kind of the early parts of COVID-19 affecting our lives. How did kind of the kids respond when, for the first time in a year plus, they had people cheering them on?
Yeah. And cross country was probably affected a little less by that than other sports, like basketball and mm-hmm. and areas where you are confined. So it's a little hard for me to draw a bead on that. People were still able to get out and cheer them on in the past. It was just sort of that umbrella, that shadow of that of the pandemic, mm-hmm. kind of less so the lack of fans and support, I would say. And that's just, you know, I mean, we're still kind of coming out from underneath that, I think, in some ways. But it just, yeah, it was just lighter, you know, just kind of a lighter experience, mm-hmm. than last year, where we were always just wondering, you know, when's the next foot going to drop here? And, you know, these 8 kids are going to be contact traced and then they're, you know, home for 10 days or whatever. So there was just that not quite the same weight, mm-hmm. On our shoulders.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, one of the great things about this season is that you got an individual to the state cross-country meet. It's Steffi Beiswanger, just running absolutely well all throughout the season as a freshman. Of course, she's got some brothers who play sports as well. But talk to me about just the development of Steffi here this year and how she was able to get to state cross-country in her first year in the sport.
Yeah, well... So again, you know, cross country is a little bit of a different animal. I mean, every sport is, if you're going to do it well, it's challenging. But you know, cross country is a 5K and you're running on uneven terrain and some of the courses can be really hilly and trying to figure out, you know, how hard to go. You know, you can work on pace all you want. You know, you can do threshold runs and, you know, and try and get yourself into a place where you can, you know, sort of figure out a tempo and to continue to run hard in a race. But you know, it's not the same thing as running on a track. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got some places are hilly and some places are just obnoxious, and just kind of learning to, you know, adapt to the topography, the terrain, and the circumstances is something that takes a little bit of time. And so, yeah, with the help of, you know, Hannah and Grace and really everybody, and just to really, I think I kind of want to, you know, just not underestimate at all, you know, what Steffi did herself, which was just to come in and really take a conservative approach. And then as the season progressed, she started going out, you know, harder in the middle of the race, the 5K, you know, you don't win it in the first or the last 300. And so just going out there and really learning how to, you know, just chase people down one bite at a time in the middle of the race. And that's what we saw Steffi do. And by the end of the season, she was, you know, just really, you know, putting the hammer down towards the, you know, last third of the race, you know, picking that momentum up as she goes. And that was really kind of fun to watch, you know, to watch her to kind of progress that way and to learn how to run that race.
Yeah, and one of the more impressive things, as Jeff and I were kind of there watching her run, we were kind of keeping track of where she was at that mile and a half mark, right around 25th, I think is where we had her. And by the end, I mean, top 20 finish, an 18th place finish for her. So, you know, as a coach, that's got to make you proud of just how much she's progressed in just a short amount of time to get to state cross country and be almost a medalist at the state cross country meet.
Yeah, she was just 3 places out from an all-state finish, and of course, you know, Grace was there. You know, her last 2 trips to state were, I think, 19th, so she was right there too. And previous years, but yeah, I mean, you know, Steffi just, you know, she approaches the race in a really mature way. And we did have to learn that you got to get out a little bit at the front end. I mean, you don't want to destroy yourself at mm-hmm. the front end of the race, which can happen. But you do have to get out. You can't, you know, especially at districts. If districts are going to be at, like this year, they are at Panorama. You know, that course is pretty constricted. And after about the first 150 meters, it's not impossible, but it gets to be really challenging to get by. So you can't just get dropped, you know, and have, you know, 80 people in front of you. You'll never be able to make it up. But you got that figured out, and without, you know, finding that balance between having an aggressive start and not just destroying herself, for the sake of being at the front at the beginning of the race. But, yeah, she just had a really, you know, nice conservative approach to the season, and, you know, as she was learned, you know, what she could do and got stronger. Then she took that next bite and pushed herself a little bit further. And that was really fun to see.
Yeah, absolutely. We've already talked plenty already in this interview just about the impact that your seniors have made. Grace Slater, Hannah Tiggison, Jackson Dice, Derek Bald. I think one of the great achievements now, Hannah going off to BV to run track. But as a coach, talk to me just about the impact that those four have made in those years that they've been here. And just, you know, what they've meant to this program as a whole and you know, kind of taking some of that coaching stuff in their own hands.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, like in any endeavor, whether it's business or school or sports or you name it, you know, it's not about one person. And, you know, it's about a team. It's about, you know, trying to create some sort of community. And you have a lot of, you know, you stumble a lot along the way as a coach and as a team and as a competitor. But, you know, I mean, that's kind of the goal, you know, at the end of the day is, you know, what kind of people are we becoming? And so, you know, sports gives these young people an opportunity to be those leaders, you know, to make choices. You know, am I going to be a leader? Am I not going to be a leader? Am I going to have a positive outlook? Am I going to, am I going to, when things are, you know, not as much fun as I might like them to be, am I going to keep coming back? Am I going to keep, you know, trying to be a positive influence on the community? And that's what's so fun about sports, or it may not always be fun, but that's, you know, one of the things I think we lose sight of. You know, we get hyper competitive in this country, and that's got its place. But you know, that learning, that social learning about being a part of, you know, yet another community and you know, not everybody gets a chance to be physically exhausted or drained or even in just a state of physical pain. And that places another demand on a person, the psychological demand. And so in sports, and in this case cross country, you know, these young people, you know, our upperclassmen have, you know, really done a wonderful job of being, you know, those people who, you know, come every day and, you know, you don't have to say much. You just have to be there and have that positive attitude and do it, you know, and just do that run. And that's what these kids have done for sure.
Yeah, absolutely right. And one last thing I just wanted to discuss with you, Coach, is just the fact, of course, now that we're done and one season is down, we kind of open the door to the next season to see what we can kind of get ready for. So what are some of those things you'd like to see your runners kind of work on come next season or prepare for next season?
Well, first of all, I want these kids to be, you know, to go on to the next thing, right? So I want kids, you know, their next sport, what's their next sport if they're out for another sport? Now that's what you need to do now. And then after that, what's the next sport after that? And, or are you in drama? Are you in theater? Are you in, you know, FFA, you know, and focus on those next things now and sort of put this behind you for a while. You know, when spring comes around when the school year is done, I always encourage kids to, you know, the girls, if you're able to try and get 100 miles in 30 consecutive days in the summer, and the boys about 125. And that's, you know, it's not a magic number, but if you're able to run, you know, it's for 30 straight days and knock down those miles, you're going to probably be in pretty good shape for the upcoming season. And you know, get some running consistently. But I want kids to be rounded, well-rounded, and as much value as sports has, you know, when these kids graduate, you know, it eventually becomes a dot in the rearview mirror, and that's not a bad thing. But the lessons that you, those experiences that you have, whether you are conscious of them or not, you take with you. And that's kind of the thing that I, you know, we all grow as coaches and athletes. We make mistakes, we stumble, and then, you know, if you're a growing person and you're a stumbler as well, you know, you don't really grow without stumbling. And so that's kind of, I guess, how I look at it is, you know, we all come out the other side, hopefully, you know, shaped and sculpted from the experiences that we have. And that's kind of what I try to encourage kids to do is, you know, just sort of look at it that way. and not, you know, I'm not a tremendous fan of turning any particular sport into a year-round endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
If kids want to do that, then that's great. More power to them. But I try to stay out of their business as much as I can. Like I said, I encourage them to, you know, run during the summertime. We have some goals, and if they hit those goals, then you can usually tell early in the season how fit they are.
Yeah, absolutely right. Well, Coach, once again, thank you so much for joining us here. Congratulations on getting Steffi to that state cross-country meet. From the sounds of it, she had a great time. Hopefully we'll see her there soon, see her at state track and the like. And, you know, just congratulations on an overall great season. And thank you so much for joining us on this postseason interview.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, and you're very welcome we just really appreciate the coverage and the support you give our athletes and kids.